Libya's foreign minister and former spy chief has quit the Libyan government and defected to Britain. Moussa Koussa fled to the UK on a flight arranged by British intelligence, but Britain's foreign secretary emphasized he's not being offered immunity from British or international justice. The defection is a major blow for Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. And Libyan exiles say it's good news after a string of rebel defeats. NPR's Deborah Amos reports.
When Abdel Mouin El-Houni quit his job as Libya's Arab League representative in February, he predicted Gaddafi's regime would fall within days. Now, he watches the latest rebel setback on a hotel TV in Cairo while calling his military contacts on the front lines.
They are holding Raslanou, they are holding Sidra. The oil ports, they're still on the hand of the revolution.
Within hours, even these gains vanished with the rebels in a panicked retreat. But later in the day, when one of Gaddafi's closest allies defected to Britain, Houni believed again that the end of the Gaddafi regime was near.
Moussa Koussa is one of the pillars of this regime. He has been with him for 40 years. He was head of the International Revolutionary Committee. He was responsible for the assassination of many Libyan opposition figures outside.
Libya's former intelligence chief has now switched sides after traveling to Tunisia to try to make a deal with the rebels on Gaddafi's behalf. He made the same offer at the African Union meeting last week, and Libyan officials insisted throughout the day that Koussa left the country on a diplomatic mission until the British Foreign Office finally made his defection official. For Abdel El-Houni, the departure of the most important member of Gaddafi's inner circle is a blow, but he says rebel fighters need more support.
We need, of course, some arms, especially anti-tank weapons and anti-heavy artillery weapons. This will level the playing field.
Can you win without that?
The Libyan people are determined to fight for freedom and liberty. It's a matter of time and cost. Eventually we'll win and we have to win.
Houni says rebels are mostly young men with no military experience. He says former Libyan officers are now teaching 30,000 how to fight. American officials confirm that Central Intelligence Agency teams are in Libya to assist in the training, too. They'll also gather intelligence for airstrikes against Gaddafi forces. The Libyan community in Cairo demonstrates daily at Arab League headquarters to support the no-fly zone. But the longer Gaddafi remains in power, the higher the cost. Egypt has opened its hospitals to serious battlefield cases. Thousands of migrant workers remain stranded on Libya's borders. But for Houni and his translator, Marad Hamema, what is happening inside the Libyan capital concerns them more. Hamema once worked as a diplomat at the foreign ministry. When he was sent on a mission in February, he quit his post and joined the opposition. But he had to leave his family behind.
Personally, I come from Tripoli, and people die every time, every day. There's around 20,000 disappeared young people inside Tripoli, held in prison camps. Tripoli is one big concentration camp now.
These claims are impossible to confirm, but Hamema says his updates come from cell phone contacts in the capital. These former diplomats say Libyans can topple Gaddafi on their own and then shape a democratic country based on institutions instead of one-man rule. But they insist that the rebels need international help now to level the playing field to beat Gaddafi's well-armed military. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Cairo.